Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my effervescent wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, shalom to you as well, and may you all be blessed by tonight's lesson as we begin the seasonal spring teachings of the appointments that God made with His people, and actually the whole world. Let's bow our hearts.
Abba, Father, You alone we trust and exalt. Thank You for the water of Your Word that not only washes us clean, but provides protective strength, courage, stamina, and power that is so much needed in these last hours. We continue to lift up to You our unsaved loved ones, and thank You for those who are heeding Your call. We also plead for the many who still keep one foot in the world. May they encounter a deep spiritual awakening. We pray for these recent requests while rebuking all demonic forces that derail our focus on You. But above all, may this study bless You and cause You to smile upon us. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, for the next couple of weeks, we will be studying our yearly teachings that never gets old, the Spring Feast. Since Passover is coming soon, also incorrectly known as Easter, new students of Hebraic roots need to understand how Jesus fulfilled, to the jot and tittle, these vital appointments. And we hear all the time that it does one good to review such an important topic.
To be better prepared so that you can share with others.
And that is the bottom line. Share, share, and share again.
But first, update on Israel.
Yeah, there's a lot of news here. But as we said last week, America is shifting our support for Israel, and it continues to amplify. And you could easily say it's now a train wreck. Behind closed doors, White House aides are reporting Biden calls Netanyahu many nasty names that we can't say on the air because Bibi won't agree to an immediate ceasefire under the terms presented to him. The Jewish Senate leader Schumer has called for Israel to go to early elections to remove Bibi and his right-wing coalition.
And then it happened.
It sure did. Yesterday, the United States refused to veto the UN resolution that demanded an immediate ceasefire from Israel in Gaza. Thankfully, a second resolution did say that Hamas needed to release all the Israeli hostages.
But only 40.
That's what they said.
There's about 134.
Later, the Jerusalem Post said Israel would agree to releasing approximately, I can't believe this, 800 prisoners, including murderers, in a Gaza deal, again, for just 40 hostages, and a short ceasefire, but not a permanent one. Therefore, Hamas refused, because, of course, they want a permanent ceasefire.
And the withdrawal of all Israeli troops in Gaza, period.
Think about that. We have always vetoed resolutions that came against Israel's plans.
Genesis 12:3.
Mm-hmm. As well, if you recall last week, the Jewish Senate leader Schumer even threatened Israel by saying they should either comply or we will continue to withhold our support. And that a two-state solution is our goal for Israel to have everlasting peace.
The whole 40-minute speech is on YouTube.
And I think everyone should take a listen.
Oh, and there's more.
Oh, yeah, even more remarkable, which made all prophecy teachers sit up straight and take serious notice. The EU's top diplomat, Borrell, said that a Palestinian state may need to be imposed on Israel from the outside.
Can you imagine them saying that?
Prophecy is unfolding right before our eyes.
Yeah, I can see your heart popping out of your chest.
Yeah, it is. Because those of us who study eschatology understand perfectly well why this is happening. For it falls in line with our soon removal. and why many feel the left will never let Trump be president.
As Revelation 10 told John, we're eating a bittersweet scroll.
Oh, that it is.
And we heard that Biden again approved another $10 billion for Iran to exist.
While withholding anything to Israel. In essence, America is and has been since Biden took office, funding Iran's proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, the Revolutionary Guard, and others. Do you hear that, saints? We are funding terrorism. And now our new House Speaker Johnson just okayed a Democratic bill of $1.2 trillion that is filled with pork. I just don't understand how they can do this when we're up to our eyeballs in debt. And did you see some of the pork in this bill?
Yes, as in we're giving Egypt $15 million for their citizens to go to their colleges in Egypt.
Yeah, in Egypt. And there's a whole list of junk like $1.5 million to help kids learn how to better play video games.
Well, we know why they're doing that.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a $2 million for migrants to see psychiatrists and millions for a retirement house for, wait for it, saints.
Sodomites.
Mm-hmm. And another $1 million to an LGBTQ community center in Pennsylvania. And millions being spent on healthcare centers that provide gender-affirming care.
In other words, genital mutilations.
And $2.5 million for two hospitals that perform late-term abortions.
That means up to the time of birth. That's murder.
It's so demonic.
Are there any good things in this bill?
Yeah, there really is. And we can at least for now keep our gas stoves. But none of the border policy changes that Republicans wanted.
Well, as in restoring the Trump-era remain in Mexico policy.
Right. And now Mexico is bribing Biden big time for lots of money.
And he'll probably give it to him.
Now, aren't we all glad we know Jesus?
Amen to that.
So be sure to read our newsletter that just went out. Lots of good stuff like notes on the spring feast and some interesting information about the coming solar eclipse. So much news, but we must move on.
All right, then. You can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. And we'll call you back. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Should you like to help keep us on the air, please consider a love offering and be sure to include your prayer request. You can also sign up to receive our letters through email when you donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net. where all our past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your convenience.
And still free, because we trust God.
Okay, 'tis the season for Leviticus 23.
And it's probably the least read book in the Bible. So let's just get right into it. Leviticus 23, honey, verses 1 and 2.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocation, these are my feasts.
Whose feasts?
God's feasts.
He doesn't say the Jewish feasts. He says my feasts. And there are seven of them.
Plus the Sabbath day.
Yes, also an appointment that Jesus kept, for he is the Sabbath and lives in us.
Amen.
So let me emphatically point out that the Hebrew word for feast is moed, number 4150, which literally means appointment. A perfect example of why we study and why we look up words in our concordance. Think about that. Feasts equals appointments. And then we see holy convocations. Well, that's number 4744, mikra, and it means gatherings or rehearsals. So now, let's read it again with more clarity.
Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the appointments of the Lord which you shall proclaim to be holy rehearsal gatherings, these are my appointments.
Wow. When I first understood what this was really saying about 30 years ago now, it blew me away.
Yeah, me too.
Saints, if this is your first time hearing about this, that verse alone should make you sit up and take notice. God himself, through Moses, gave written promises to us in his Torah, specific appointments that he, through Jesus, would keep with all his people.
We are now his people too.
Yeah, so you simply must tell others that these appointments are not just a Jewish thing. In fact, unless they are Messianic saved Jews, they don't even get it.
Yet.
We know and confirmed in Romans 11 that all his true believers have been grafted into the Jewish olive tree. And it's that root that supports all believers today. So Jesus came to die for the whole world. All anyone needs to do is believe and accept his free gift. Honey, what makes my blood boil?
When someone says, oh, the feasts are just for the Jews.
They say that because they haven't correctly studied his words. Now, obviously, Jesus has already kept his first four appointments, which is the fulfilled gospel, the good news of our salvation.
And also Pentecost by sending us the Holy Spirit.
So all believers have been made beneficiaries of these kept appointments. And we will soon again benefit immensely with the fulfillment of his last three appointments surrounding his second coming very soon, that we talk about every fall season.
Rosh Hashanah,
which is Feast of Trumpets.
Yom Kippur,
which is Day of Atonement.
And Tabernacles,
which is Feast of Sukkot. I must say, after teaching on the feast for 30 years now, finally more Christians are beginning to wake up to the importance of these appointments, taking them more seriously. But unfortunately, still some churches think of them as just being a Jewish thing.
Ignorant of the fact that we are spiritual Jews.
Right. Remember Ruth, a type of the bride who said to her Jewish mother-in-law, you are now my people, and she would not go back to the way it was before. And that should be us.
And grateful it's not the old covenant.
Right. So don't get legalistic. We have to do nothing but love him and get close to him through his word. Then at some point, he directs you and gives you certain gifts to guide your path.
And experience a growing love for others.
Mm-hmm. We must look at the Bible as a truly Judeo-Christian book and read it through redeemed Jewish eyes. And once you get this, you'll never go back looking at Scripture in the Western Gentile mode ever again.
But it takes time.
Of course. However, that amount of time depends on you. It's called maturing or being of full age.
As Hebrew 5:14 really commands us to grow.
So the Lord's spring feasts are the first three appointments that surrounded his first coming as a humble servant to pay the debt for all our sins.
Should you choose to accept it.
That's right. Always one's choice.
Before we continue, let's take a look at Palm Sunday.
Yes. Okay, Nisan 10 on the Hebrew calendar occurs 4 days before Passover.
The Gentiles call it Easter.
Yes, after the ancient fertility goddess Astarte. Therefore, Palm Sunday was, you probably all know, last Sunday. However, it wasn't on the Hebrew calendar. Their Nisan 10 is always 4 days before Passover. But Passover is only a 1 24-hour period on Nisan 14 from sundown to sundown, which this year is until next month.
And that's because this year is their leap year.
Yes, when they add an extra month called Adar 2 in order to coincide with their proper seasons because they follow a strict lunar calendar. Now, we follow a solar calendar, and the Essenes, well, they combine them both and are just a week later than us.
More on that next week.
Yeah. Okay, so back to 4 days before Passover. In Exodus 12, beginning in verse 1, is where God tells Moses to speak to all the congregation of Israel. And he said this.
On the 10th of this month,
which was Nisan,
every man shall take for himself an unblemished lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for each household.
And verse 6.
Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it twixt the evening.
That is halfway through high noon and sundown,
which would be 3 p.m.
So again, 4 days before Passover, a young lamb was chosen and then carefully examined for 4 days to be sure it was blemish-free, checking every inch of skin and hair follicles. It had to be perfect in every way. The size of the lamb should be fitting for the family, so nothing is left over, which is yet another picture
that Jesus gave all of himself for us.
Jesus was a sinless, young, unblemished Lamb of God, who was also examined, extensively questioned for 4 days at the temple. Remember, on Nisan 10, that year was a Sunday, and that was 32 AD, when Jesus rode in on the donkey into Jerusalem, as prophesied he would do in Zechariah 9:9. Exactly 4 days before his death, on Thursday, but still Nisan 14 until sundown, and then he was put in the tomb. So, on Nisan 10,
again, we call Palm Sunday,
he was examined by the Jews and the Romans for 4 days in the temple, and as recorded in John 18, Pilate concluded by saying,
I find no blemish in him.
These are the exact words that are spoken every year after examining the animal lamb for 4 days, as was the biblical requirements we just read to you.
God set it all up, back when Adam sinned.
Yeah, way back then. Uh-huh. Satan was cursed by the seed of the woman, Genesis 3. Jesus was the sacrificial Lamb of God. Therefore, Satan no longer has power over us. He tries, but we are victors through Yeshua's blood and his resurrection. Okay, so again, good to go over things twice. The first appointment was Passover, when they historically sacrificed an unblemished lamb, calling it the blood sacrifice. Still Nisan 14 till sundown. And then, again in 32 AD, Jesus became that lamb on the day of Passover, Nisan 14 till sundown on Thursday. For at sundown, it became Nisan 15 and the holy day of an extra Sabbath called the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Yeah, leaven always represents sin.
Yes, so therefore they would eat unleavened bread for 1 week. The sinless Jesus fulfilled that day as well with his burial,
when he took our sins to the grave.
Yes, just as the sun was setting. And then 3 days and three nights later, on Nisan 17, a Sunday that year, called the Feast of First Fruits, he arose early. Therefore, he became the first fruits of the resurrection,
as confirmed by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:23.
And then, yet again, 50 days later, he fulfilled another promised appointment on the Feast of Pentecost by sending the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, which we will talk about at the end of May. And by the way, scripturally, Pentecost is always on a Sunday,
according to Leviticus 23:16.
Yes, and it's very explicit.
Again, the one day of Passover is always Nisan 14.
Yes, from sundown till sundown the next day. then changes to Nisan 15, which immediately begins the 7 days of unleavened bread. In ancient days, and when Jesus walked, they would kill the lamb at exactly 12:00 or 3:00, which is still the 14th of Nisan until sundown. And imagine that. It was exactly 3:00 when Jesus' side was pierced, fulfilling to the very same hour as they were sacrificing the animal lamb in the outer court of the temple. Jesus was fulfilling his appointment with death as the sacrificial lamb of God.
Explain again how we know it was 3:00.
Well, the Hebrew text says 12:00, for that is how they told time by using the sundial, which would be halfway between the sun from its highest point in the sky, which would be at noon, and the setting of the sun at evening, which is around 6. So that equals 3:00.
So 12:00 the morning would be 9 a.m.
Right, because it would be halfway between the sun rising and its highest point at noon. And by the way, 12:00 the morning was when they put Jesus on the cross.
Yes, he hung for 6 hours, and then his side was pierced at 3:00.
So, both events happened simultaneously on Nisan 14.
Which, by the way, ended on a Thursday.
Right. He didn't die on a Friday. But what an amazing arrangement by God. You know, if Christians could just get a basic understanding of God's appointments, you can share this to evangelize an army, as well as help the church desire more of their Hebrew roots. This alone is truly mind-boggling, how God so intricately arranged everything from as far back as the sin of Adam.
Scene by scene and line by line.
The right timing, the right places, and even all the right people.
And, you know, honestly, it really does. It takes my breath away.
And it should, mm-hmm. because it is utterly amazing.
Yep.
And by the way, going back to Exodus 12 and their escape, when they escaped from Egypt, after those 4 days of examining the family's lamb, which would be then the 14th of Nisan, also the first Passover in Egypt, the Hebrews were told to apply the blood of the sacrificial lamb to the doorposts, outlining it totally, even leaving the basin of blood at the threshold.
So, totally outlined with the blood of the lamb.
Yes. And by doing so, the death plague could not touch their household. But it would to the firstborn of all the others, not having the blood of that lamb. It's truly a remarkable story, event. And we're going to continue this next time, of course, and we'll do some review and add a little bit more. But now, let me ask you, if you're listening right now and you don't know the Lord is your Savior, let me tell you, get under the blood of the lamb right away. And for those of you that have accepted his free gift, make sure your foot isn't in the world. Give everything. Give your all to Christ, just like he gave his all for you. He paid your debt in hell. Or would you rather pay it yourself? I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6:22 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.